If you've been addicted this week, as I am, to the U.S. Open, you might find yourself listening as much as watching, listening for the rhythmic soundtrack of grunting. Those grunts from Rafael Nadal of Spain, and here's Serena Williams. And my new favorite, the Belgian Yanina Wickmeyer. What you saying there? Whoopee! Longtime tennis watcher and listener Bud Collins joins us to translate from Flushing Meadows, where he's doing television commentary for ESPN. Hey, Bud.
How are you?
What do you think she's saying there? Is it whoopee?
Whoopee, I think it is. She started in the second set. I was doing the match, and I thought, is she saying whoopee? Well, it sounds like it. I asked her about it. She said she wasn't aware of it, but it was certainly very clear. Whoopee! Whoopee!
Every time she hits the ball.
Yeah, and I don't mind that so much as some of the screamers.
Well, there is a really, really loud screamer. She's not made it to the semis. Michelle Larcher de Brito of Portugal. Let's take a listen to her. Kind of banshee-like.
Frightening, isn't it?
Well, she, I guess, has drawn lots of complaints from her opponents. She was booed at the French Open.
She was, yes. But then she went to Wimbledon, and, of course, all the writers went out to listen, and she didn't utter a sound.
Oh, she can keep it under control.
She can keep it under control. And she's a little belligerent about it. Says, I can do what I want to do.
Well, Bud, why do players grunt or scream or whistle or yell whoopee? Does it help the game?
I don't think so. We had four pretty good players I can name here, Martina Navratilova, Chris Evert, Steffi Graf, and Billie Jean King, and you never knew they were on the court, except for their shots, of course.
Not a grunt.
No.
Jimmy Connors grunted.
Jimmy grunted a little bit. The first grunter I ever heard was back in, the 60s, a kid named Vicky Palmer from Arizona. And I think Pipril told her she had to stop that. They had more control over the amateur players then.
I read about one scientific study that showed that grunting increases the speed of a serve and a forehand by up to 4 miles an hour.
Well, maybe they think so. I don't know. But I wish Maria Sharapova would tone it down. And when she got in trouble against Houdin, she stopped screeching.
Mm, Melanie Houdin, you're talking about, who beat her.
Yes, the sensation who got all the way to the quarterfinals.
So you're saying it's a deliberate thing.
I can't prove it. But I've seen people who have done it turn it off and play just as well. And Serena and Venus, of course, they really shout. And, of course, Monica Seles was the first famous grunter. And I think it cost her the Wimbledon championship in 1992 because Martina complained about her and a French player complained about her, too. So the referee said, tone it down. And she was at a loss. She really needed to grunt.
I've heard some people complain that the grunting, the screaming, keeps the other player from hearing how exactly they've hit the ball.
Well, that's what Martina says, and you need to really hear the ball come off your opponent's strings. I really think the Women's Tennis Association ought to have a disarmament conference, I guess, with the players and say, look, I guess they'll have to grandfather or grandmother some of the players and say, okay, but from now on, I think with the 2010 season, they ought to start saying, no more loud noises.
You know, Bud, I noticed we are talking more about female players than male players, with a couple exceptions. Do you think more women grunt, or are we just noticing it more? Are we biased here?
Probably I'm biased, but yes, I think it's the women who are the chief offenders.
You think you might be biased, though?
Oh, I could be. I'm a guy.
Bud Collins, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You want to give us a grunt?
Oh, I like that. Whoopee! Whoopee!
That's not bad. Thanks, Bud.
Bye.
That's Bud Collins doing television commentary for ESPN from the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, Queens.